Meseches Gittin, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Hamevi get mibedina sayam. If a person, a messenger, is bringing a get from overseas, v'amar, and he says, b'fanei nechtav, it was written in front of me, aval, but lo b'fanei nechtam, it was not signed in front of me. Or, if this person were to say, b'fanei nechtam, it was signed in front of me, aval lo b'fanei nechtav, but it was not written in front of me. Or, b'fanei nechtav kulei, the entire thing was written in front of me, b'fanei nechtam chetzei, and only half, in other words, one witness signed it in front of me. Or, b'fanei nechtav chetzei, half of it was written in front of me, u'b'fanei nechtam kulei, and it was signed completely by both edim in front of me, puzzle, it is puzzle. Now, with regard to this last case, where half of it was written in front of the messenger, what we are talking about is where the second half, what's known as the typeface, was written in front of the messenger. The typeface, the second half of the get, contained boilerplate language common to all gittin. However, if the messenger witnessed the first half, known as the tayref, being written in front of him, and that's the half that has the party's names and the date of the get, in that case, if he witnessed the first half being written, but he did not witness the second half of the get being written, and he saw the get being signed, in that case, it actually would be kasher. Going on in the Mishnah, Echad Aymer Befanei Nechtav, if one person says, I saw it being written, the Echad Aymer Befanei Nechtav, and a different person says, I saw it being signed, puzzle, it is puzzle, and here we're talking where only one of these two people were appointed as the husband's shliach to deliver the get. If, however, both of them were the shliach to deliver the get, and one says it was b'fanei nechtav, and one says b'fanei nechtam, we are going to accept it. Now, shnayim ayrim, if two people say b'faneinu nechtav, it was written in front of us, and neither of these people were the shliach, the echad and one who is the shliach says, aymer, b'fanei nechtam, it was signed in front of me, puzzle, it is puzzle. Rabbi Yehuda machshir, and Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's kasher. The reasoning behind this machlaikis is that the Rabbanan, the Tanakama, hold that we are afraid that people will think that all documents can be validated with a single witness to the signature and not just Gitei Nashim, while Rabbi Yehuda says, no, we're not worried about that. Finally, the last case of our Mishnah, Echad Aymer Befanei Nechtav, if a single person says, I saw the get being written, Ushnaim Aymerim Befaneinu Nechtam, and two Edim come and say, we saw this get being signed, kosher, it is kosher. And the reason is because it's just like any other document or any other get where you have it validated through witnesses to its signing. Mishnah Beis. Nechtav bayayim, if the get is written by day, v'nechtam bayayim, and it is signed that same day. Balayla, if the get is written at night, v'nechtam balayla, and it is signed that same night. Balayla, if the get is written at night, v'nechtam bayayim, and it is signed the following day. Kasher, this get is kasher. Bayayim, however, if the get is written by day, and it is dated for that day, v'nechtam balayla, and it is signed that night, which is the next date, bearing in mind that night follows day in our calendar, so therefore it is puzzle. Reason being, according to the Tanakhama, a predated get is puzzle. On the other hand, Rabbi Shimon Machshir, Rabbi Shimon said it's kasher. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, Rabbi Shimon said, Kol Gitin, all legal documents, Shenechtavu Bayayim, that were written and dated for one day, V'nechtamu Balayla, and are actually signed the following evening, which is the next date, so predated documents, Psulin, are invalid, Chutz, except Megitei Noshim, from women's divorce documents. Now, the reason behind the Machlekes is as follows. According to the Tanakhama, we require dates in Gittin and disqualify predated Gittin, as one could be given to an adulteress by her husband to allow her to escape punishment by claiming to have been divorced at the time of the adultery. On the other hand, Reb Shimon holds that we require the date on a get to prevent a husband from selling the peres from his ex-wife's assets after the divorce, because with an undated divorce, a woman would have difficulty in proving at what point in time she regained her right to the peres. Furthermore, according to Reb Shimon, a husband loses his rights to his wife's peres from the time he decides to divorce her. As such, in our case, where the husband had decided to divorce his wife and began the process by having the get written, he has lost his rights to the peres as of that date, and a get dated from that point in time will therefore be valid.